This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Cole Edmondson has spent the last month facing the biggest challenge of his career. He's chief nursing officer at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, and two of his nurses are being treated for Ebola, which they caught while caring for a Liberian patient who eventually died. Cole Edmondson, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Talk about being in the eye of a storm. What have the last few weeks been like for you?
Well, I think your description is pretty accurate. We have most certainly been in a very difficult time, a very challenging time for our organization, for all of those that have been involved in the care and have also worked at Presbyterian. So we're really proud, though, of what we've been able to accomplish and what we've been able to do during this incredibly challenging time.
Now that you've had a little time to reflect, do you think the staff and nurses specifically could have been better prepared?
I think we can always be better prepared for these things. We've been learning. We've been in a really active learning situation right now, and it has been an evolving situation. But we've had the experts on the ground with us, learning with us, teaching us, and really consulting with us. So there's a real opportunity, I think, to take the learning that we have now and carry it forward and really be able to influence what's happening at a national level.
Last week, a National Nurses Union, which I should mention doesn't represent nurses at Presbyterian, shared some pretty strong stories about the ER there. Then Brianna Aguirre, a nurse at your hospital, went on the Today Show to say the hospital should be ashamed about the training the staff received. How do you respond to that?
We're very proud of our nursing staff, and we're very proud of what they've been able to achieve in this situation. And working closely with leadership and medicine and our infection prevention professionals, we really believe that we've delivered outstanding care.
Is Brianna Aguirre still employed at Presbyterian?
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to her return.
So she's off right now?
She is off right now. Many of her colleagues are off on furlough, and for us, a furlough is really about making sure that those folks are taken care of, that they're getting their full pay, their full benefits, and they're able to take that time away from the facility.
I want to go back to that moment when your first nurse, Nina Pham, tested positive for Ebola. How did the rest of the nursing staff react, and what was the first thing you did?
I think the first thing that I did was cry. I was really devastated by her diagnosis, just as my colleagues were and everyone that knows and loves Nina. We were all shocked. We were definitely taken back by what was really happening, and it was almost surreal. We immediately, though, went into action to take care of our colleague, to make sure that she was comfortable and that she had everything that she needed, and to also reassure her that we were going to be there for her as her family.
Nina Pham was sent to Bethesda, Maryland, and the second nurse, Amber Vinson, was transferred to Atlanta. I wonder if that was a bittersweet moment for you and the staff, these members of your team being cared for somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a moment that really sits heavy on our hearts. We did our absolute best to care for our colleagues as well as Mr. Duncan, and it was very difficult to watch them go.
Let's talk a little bit about the blame game that springs up in a situation like this. It seems like there's almost a thirst to find a scapegoat, whether it's Presbyterian officials or the CDC or even the way people reacted to Amber Vinson's plane trip. What do you think's behind that?
You know, I think this is an incredibly difficult situation for everyone, including the community. We've seen, of course, episodes of mild hysteria to just hysteria in general. And we want to be able to help calm the public's fears. The blame game doesn't really help anyone. We had great partners on the ground with us that were working with us, collaborating with us, and we were learning together. And we've seen that as evidenced by the new CDC guidelines that have come out that have been tightened up. And those were something that we've been refining over the last 4 weeks to be able to make sure that we have the safest and securest environment for our nurses.
What would you say to someone who might be scared to visit Presbyterian?
I would tell them to look at the history of Presbyterian, that we are a safe hospital, that we're a secure hospital, that we're a wonderful hospital that's been in the community for over 50 years. This is one occurrence at our facility. So we would tell you that it's safe to be a Presbyterian, and you're secure when you're there.
Cole Edmondson, Chief Nursing Officer at Presbyterian Hospital, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.